podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
Me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today, we're coming back with our Border Wars series. And this is what we'll be discussing today. It's Border Wars Season 3. So if this is something that you're interested in, if you've been following our Border Wars series, well, then tune in. And for those that are interested, intrigued, curious, today we released the epilogue, episode 1 of Border Wars Season 2, absolutely free on YouTube. So head on over to YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Click on the playlist Border Wars and check out the epilogue. Fantastic work done by our team, Mickey Caparelli, all the fighters. And we're going to be talking some boxing today. We're going to be talking Border Wars. We're going to be talking Florida. And I'm going to go ahead and bring in my good co-host over in the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes. The hipsters here. Haters beware. It's another Border Wars show. You know what it means. That means we're going to get a Jose versus Eric Son of God debate, face-off, media phone conference. Cannot wait for that. And of course, we're going to delve into tons of the matchups. Also, maybe a new Patreon tier that might be announced in the coming week to add on a little bit of spice to sort of get engaged with this event, this process. I can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers, and obviously the contestants who should be calling in right now. Can't wait. Let's go.
Eric Cruz, if you have a minute there, check Facebook for me. I was actually texting you and see, can you hear us on Facebook Live? I don't know if all the audio settings are quite right yet. I'm not sure if the mic is picked up, but we're trying to, and you know, explore different avenues, right, Matt? Different avenues. So we're here to discuss Border Wars, and we finally have a card. Everything is signed, sealed, and delivered. We know who's fighting who. We know who's not fighting. We have a date. We still don't have a venue, but that's normal. It's 4 months out. I mean, what are you most looking forward to while I bring up this fight card?
Well, I think, obviously, I think Jose versus Eric is just a stylistic matchup that intrigues me on a huge level. We have the boxer puncher, sort of brawler in Cruz. We have the guy with finesse, what did Tyson Fury say? Panache, so to speak. We have that within Jose. I think Cruz is probably the bigger guy with the bigger punch. That matchup to me is still probably the most interesting and more intriguing matchup of the night, though I don't think that may be the most exciting fight. I think Chris versus Marvin has a potential to be a heavyweight barn burner. I mean, there's so much about Border Wars that I think I can be hyped on, I think others are hyped on. All these matchups are good. That's one thing that I think this card kind of improved on than the last one. I think all of these matchups are almost 50-50
fights. Well, because just like real boxing, Matt, we built fighters. You know, they started off 0-0, and we created storyline. You know, Cruz was an underdog in his first matchup with Angelo Haracan, who had all the, you know, amateur accolades. He went in there and got an upset. And, you know, he kind of built a story for himself and a storyline. Listen, we're live on Facebook. Some people are saying it's good. I don't know. They say really? Can't hear Matt. I don't know. Aww. Can't hear Matt. We got two people say can't hear Matt. Midi saying, yo, let me see. Midi, tell me, do you hear this sound by Midi? Where is it? I got something good for you. Mitty said that's perfect. I don't know.
Okay, but that so not, that's not me, though. You know, hopefully you can hear me. Mitty, can you hear me now? That's something that's more important, right?
Fugatti joined.
Fugatti.
Fugatti, Mitty. We got Jacob Zungilla. Raymond Rocha, what's up? I think Raymond is from Miami. That might be Ray from Miami. Hurricane Ray, actually. Nope, can't hear it. Can't hear what, though, Mitty? Thanks for the help.
Can't hear me because I'm the most important thing on the show.
We gotta figure that out, man. We got to. Facebook Live would be a good alternative,
you,
bro.
You probably need like an OBS or something like that, but digressing.
Mm-hmm. Probably. And it's not double window, you know? It's just me.
Yep.
It's just me. I can hear Ness fine. No sound bites and no Matt. Aww. Can't hear Matt. Aww. All right, so we're going to end this Facebook Live. And, you know, we will further look into that, you know. We're exploring different options. I still think that's a possibility. Me and Matt, we see eye to eye. We know how we can make it happen. But we have to talk about the card. I don't know how Doomsday landed another, you know, main event headline, but somehow he's the headline on this card.
Whoa. He's not the headline on this card.
That's how they have it on the fight card poster.
And that's a mistake because obviously it should be Jose versus Cruz. Like, we've been building up to that. Like, how is that not the main event?
Well, then Jose versus Cruz, you know, is the main event, and both men are already in shape. Both men are, you know, working out. Where Doomsday is checking in at 215. Elias is somewhere in the 190s.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
Elias's opponent. We got Elias's opponent, Anthony Edwards, already working, already maybe 7 pounds from weight. You know, we don't know much about Marvin. You know, this one is all over the place, but it's not really to talk about the matchups. I think it's time we bring on, you know, the promoter, co-promoter of the event over in the UK, Bobby Arum. Mr. Arum, there he is. He's available. I knew he would be. Because he has plenty of details that need to be relayed, not only to the participants, but to future participants, because this particular Border Wars is going to be our best Border Wars. But take it away, Jose.
Yo, guys, what's going on? Not much, man. Just put up those fights there, Ness. I don't know if you saw that on the website or not, but the three fights in the main event. And again, this is to be determined by all the participants, but we have for the WBC and Ring Magazine unification, we have the Iloco Sainz versus Son of God Cruz. And then for the vacant WBO heavyweight championship, we have Chris El Natural Garcia versus Marvin the Tank Furman. And then we have the other vacant super middleweight title, which is going to be the WBA, which we're going to be supplying. Is going to be Anthony the Cobra versus Elias Linus. But again, this is one of those things that I was telling you when Linus was trying to negotiate 165 pounds. At 190 plus, is he even going to make the weight, or is he going to be like his cousin Doomsday? That's the question, right? So, I mean, should that even have a belt on it? What if he shows up overweight again, right? You know,
good point.
It just shows what the camp life is like out there in New Jersey.
I don't know if you're, you know, playing, you know, promoter, if you're being serious, but there is no doubt of Elias making weight. No doubt. Like, he's going to make the weight.
At 190, though.
Yo, he's going to make the weight, bro. He got 4 months. He's going to make the weight.
All right, let's hope so, man. I don't know what's in the water out there in New Jersey, man.
Well, you know what?
Very mad out there, man.
Let this be a lesson to you. You should have left the original fine print clause that the greatest promoter in the world had in the contract, Nestor Gibbs. You should have left the penalty for the weight. But you guys are Canadian. You're too nice.
Well, That's why this fight has to be, it has to be better organized, right? In terms of weights, we do have to respect the weights because we are trying, like, you know, ultimately the goal of this is to take it to that one step up and take it to that, that ultimate rung on the ladder where this is eventually picked up by a huge broadcaster, right? Be it like the dream scenario is like a Netflix, you know, or something of that nature that wants to, you know, show this as a documentary, as what it is. This is a story of, you know, a bunch of, you know, a bunch of guys that are just true fans of the sport who are taking it to the next level. And I don't really know how many things really exist out there like this, right? Like, this is truly, you know, Fight Club, right? So,
that's all right, all right. Now that you're done, good.
That's part of the reason why.
Now that you're done romancing a stone, telling everybody how great Border Wars is, why don't you tell us some of the new things that, you know, we have planned for this particular Border Wars? How is it going to differentiate itself from the last one?
Well, this one's going to be different because we're going to have, first of all, I think the greatest addition is we're going to have live commentary, right? So we're going to have Ness and Matt do live commentary on all the fights. So they're going to call play-by-play on the fights, which I think is going to add a completely different level. We plan on having our own version of CompuBox. We're going to have the fighters tracked with some high-tech punching gear. So we're going to be able to see the amount of punches that are thrown per round, and that'll, again, lead to better commentary. We're going to have uniformed participants, or participants are going to be uniformed. Right now, we're either considering just keeping it simple, blue and red, or potentially throwing in a color for every participation. So for every country or territory would have their own color. We're also going to have, you know, sanctioned equipment this time, right? So proper headgear, proper gloves, proper shoes, everything, right? So this is, it's going to have a basically just an actual dress code, right? So we have to look away to be able to portray what we want, right? And the adage of, like, you know, look good, you know, feel good, fight good, right? We gotta carry that out and make sure that you know, that we all have that look. We are looking at getting sponsorships. So one of the participants, Jared, who runs the store, they've already generously stepped up to the plate, and they are going to be covering some of the costs for the sponsorship, right? So that's the look, that's the feel.
And remember, anybody out there,
it tends to be different. Everything has,
anyone out there tuned in, I mean, this is no different than any other major fight. I mean, you can have our fighters wearing your company logo. I mean, you can have a local Sands wearing, you know, Ruthie's Pateles on his butt cheeks, is all I'm saying.
Absolutely. So that's one of the things that's going to open up as well as having the ability for people to come in and see the fight too. We're going to have like fighter introduction music. We're going to have post fight. Yeah,
Sterling Jackson, shout out to you. He definitely wants to come down and be part of it. Dennis Martinez also, you know, we could probably put together some packages. Maybe you guys could end up being rest. We got to see how qualified you are.
And as well, the last thing that we wanted to do was also, discuss the Patreon tier for Border Wars Patreon tier. So that would include both for the fighters. So for us to be able to actually have, you know, this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of people, right? So to be able to have it hyped up the way we want it to, right? So it's still to be determined. We still got to work it out, but I'd like to have a Border Wars tier on Patreon, which will include certain, you know, certain cool perks that we might get, like face-offs, or, you know, maybe just one-on-one interviews, fighter introductions, that sort of stuff, so that people will get the shine. And as well with that, we'll also include, you know, a bunch of things that will come with that, right? And as well for the participants, as well as the viewers, right? So if people want to come out and see that, that might include, like, you know, free entry into the establishment that we have set up and things of that nature, right? So as well as it's going to ultimately help out, you know, TBB, you guys are kind of going through a crunch. So, I mean, even just you uploading the videos that we send to you, I'm sure it takes more than 5 minutes, right? So this is time you guys invest. And I think it's fair that, you know, that participants step up in regard to that as well, right? So that's something we got to discuss off air, but it's definitely something that we're gonna put in place for this tournament as well.
All right. Well, Jose, I mean, obviously you are on the fight card. I mean, before we go to any other participants and or callers, I mean, You want to take off your promoter hat, maybe put on your fight hat, give us a camp update. No footage yet. Kind of anticlimactic, Matt. Mm-hmm. They got us as commentators full time. It's going to be really easy to critique these fighters, you know, especially with no footage and just pictures of them again, looking very fluffy around the midsection.
That's going to be one of our responsibilities too as fighters, right? So obviously we get all these cool perks and all these cool things that are coming our way, but we also have to make sure that we do our part to feed the promotion, right? You know, last Border Wars was amazing, but it was more just the participation and just the people that were there took everything out. But this time we want to make it more of an event and make sure that everyone can feel the hype and grow it, right? So that does include us giving you guys the footage that we're going to need to be able to do that. As per the fighting aspect of it, man, I feel comfortable. I fought a bigger man. I'm excited, man, because I get to fight a smaller guy for once, right? So I get to use my reach. I get to use what I believe is going to be my strengths and my attributes, which is going to be the physical aspect. My opponent is coming down from let's keep it real, from a weight which is medically obese, right? So from an obese opponent, right? He's coming down, right? So as he comes down in weight, he's going to lose all that extra, you know, Texas blubber he has, and he's going to be the weaker man in the ring. I'm going to shove him around. I'm going to push him. I'm going to bully him. And that's what I'm looking forward to, man, being the bully in the ring. And I can't wait, man.
Shout out to Mitty, who just made it obvious that he hates our sound bites.
That's why I'm playing them.
We're going to Gary in Dallas. Gary, what's up, brother? Whoa.
Oh, my bad. No, I was just listening. I'm sorry.
All right. We're going to Santiago. Santiago, what's going on, brother? Santiago is going to be taking on Zach MacDaddy Kramer. Santiago. Fill us in. Tell us where you at in camp. What's new with you?
Not much. I pretty much got in my boxing and cardio in yesterday, and today I will be dedicating the next 4 days to strength training to help build up my upper body and put a little bit more strength to my punches.
Now, who's playing head coach for you this time?
My buddy, my best buddy of almost 12 years. He's very well educated in building up muscle, and so I decided to bring him in for this camp to help me build up my upper body strength because I have close to zero upper body strength. All of my strength is in my lower body, so hopefully I can help balance out my punches better and help allow me to maybe muscle Zach when we get in the clinches.
All right. So what sort of things has he had you doing thus far?
The usual things you can imagine, leg days, arms, shoulders, biceps, everything that would need to be covered to help build up my upper body, I'm basically going to be taking advantage of with him.
And when we get closer to camp.
Rumor has it that when you're in the gym.
Hold on. Let me put on my.
Excuse me, Matt.
Hold on. Let me put on my manager hat.
Rumor has it.
My manager hat is saying, hold up, Ness. Let me add something here because I'm his manager.
This guy interrupted my sit down with the champ.
The closer we get to camp, we're going to add Info Joe and myself in there for more game planning. Right now, we're just building up the body.
Oh, yeah, he put his manager hat on. I'm going to put my commentator hat. Santiago, what the hell are you going to add this loser for? He lost two straight fights. What could he teach you? How to lose? You better get Info Joe as head coach.
Was Freddie Roach a world champion?
Freddie Roach had more wins than you.
Was Ismael Salas a world champion?
More wins than you.
Hmm. Was Virgil Hunter a world champion?
More wins than you.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt is saying he's better suited for the outside of the ring.
Potentially.
I'm going to still keep the same team as I have with the addition of Aran as my strength coach. And obviously Joe and Matt are going to be in there to help me develop the game plan so that we have everything we need to be prepared for the fight against Zach.
Now, what was the deal with Adan? Why is he not on the card? Did he pull out? Was he not available? Did we not have an opponent for him?
No, what happened was that when he checked in for vacation days, the vacation book basically said that he was not going to be approved for any vacation time for the month of July.
Hmm. So HR did not approve. Listen, Santiago, keep us updated. Send us some video love, man. We need some video. We need to see and show. Let's go to, we have both participants on one of our other fights here, Matt. Mm-hmm. Both.
Which fight?
Euban Alex from Canada and Keem from Florida. They're going to be fighting at a weight of 180, I believe. We'll bring in Keem. Talk to me.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, yo? Real quick, from my understanding, because I spoke with Euban Alex through email, we were going to up the weight that we're going to fight at, because that weight was set for me and the other guy who, for whatever reason, can't. I think I just said something would work or something like that. And I know, I told Keem now I'm about 200 pounds right now. He was like 190 something. So I got to look at the email, but I think we agreed to fight at 190 instead of 180 just to make it a little easier on ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, that helps. That helps Alex stay close enough because he thinks he's walking straight through you and getting a shot at me because I got the belt. You know what I'm saying? So his thing is.
I got to remember, I'm from Florida, man. I got something to prove. You feel me? He's coming down to my home state.
I know.
Because I ain't from Canada.
No, listen, I'm totally pulling an Anthony Joshua right now. Fight Dillian White. So he's got to fight you. We got to see what he got. You know, he's all the way in Canada. The U.S. don't know nothing about him. So, you know, we're going to put him in front of you and see what you do with him. And if he got the goods and he beats you, then he's got to eat 10 pounds worth of hamburgers and come see me at plus 200.
Keem,
I got to ask, brother.
Do I get that same shot? What if so I beat him and I look that good. Do I get a shot at the champ? Is that what this fight is for?
I mean, shit. Like I said, if you're going to eat 10 pounds worth of hamburgers and come see the champ, you're going to come see the champ. Now, what I want to ask you is your style. We don't know. Talk to us. Orthodox, southpaw, what are you?
I need to get some video in to try and send y'all just anything. I'm orthodox. I'm a right-handed fighter. Like I told y'all last time, I'm a lot shorter than Alex. I'm 5'10". I know he said he was 6'3", which is not an issue for me at all, man. I'm a little stockier. I usually fight bigger guys. I'm an orthodox fighter, man. Basically, I'm going to send y'all some video, man. Just y'all see my body type. I can see what I'm working with.
Keem, you breaking up just a bit. If you could just hang up and call right back, we will be right here because we actually have your opponent, so you're going to want to clear up your line and hear him. So just hang up, clear up that line, call right back in. Alex, Euban Alex in Canada, what's up, brother? You hear the words from your opponent. He's not afraid of you, and he's not looking past you, but he looks like he's looking through you, my friend.
Yeah, I heard that, man. And we did talk, man, because I want him. He was too far from the way, bro. He's 205, and he was set at 180. I'm pretty much there. I'm like 188 right now. So I want him to focus on his boxing because he's going to get hurt, bro. So I want him to focus on his boxing because I'm coming in there to beat his ass real quick so I can get so I can beat you the next day if you got the balls for it.
Yeah. So
I don't care.
You're hilarious, bro. You're talking about he's gonna get hurt, bro. I gotta make a soundbite out of that.
I feel bad letting go. Like whenever I hit people, like whenever I actually like even put 90%, it's just noses break. Just fucking nasty, man.
Oh wow. This coming from a guy who said he never sparred.
No, I spar. What do you mean, bro? Of
exactly. You see why Ness did the A-side decision in waiting to see?
Nah, being a pussy, dude. Being a fucking pussy. Yeah. I smell pussy. The fight. No footage. I got no footage on him. There you go, man. When you're sure what you got, they're, like Canelo says, un perico verde en todo lado, man. What did he say, man?
Like Canelo said, what he said. That's what he said.
No, but he said something like that, bro.
I don't know much or nothing. I know that you are a loudmouth punk, and you're going to have to prove it. You know, Wilder at least proves it. You guys say he fights bum, but he proves it. You're going to have to prove who you are.
No, I like Wilder, bro. I got no problem proving it, bro. And I'm with you, man. I got to get you more footage. And I think what Jose said is awesome. You should come out with the Patreon tier two for the Border Wars, because I got to get on that. I'm going to get on that right now, man. I'm going to open up a Patreon right now. But if you got that tier, I'm just going to do that then for the Border Wars thing, because I got to get more footage, man. It's right. I got to help you guys out with that.
Definitely, bro, because we need to sell you to the world. You know, you're just a guy on Skype talking right now. Nobody knows what you look like. Nothing. I got to send people to you.
I've been harassing you on the Facebook. I mean, you see me,
dude. You got the same. You got the same three pictures that look like you found them on Google Images somewhere, man.
No, I got Facebook.
You can't handle the truth.
Facebook, a million pictures. Eric Cruz saw them. You saw you. I got you all on Facebook, man. You got all the pictures you need, bro.
Yeah, right. We'll see the video, buddy. Nobody knows you. You don't get a shot at the fucking undefeated. And defending. I'm not a fucking one-time champ like some of these rookies who won a vacant belt. I won my belt and defended it, bro. Earn your stripes around here. Let's go back to Joaquin, who dropped off. Joaquin. Joaquin, talk to me.
What's good, y'all? I didn't get to hear anything he was saying, bro.
All he did was talk how he's walking right through you.
That's typical Cuban talk, man. You know how they do, man. Cuban is a very people can brag a lot, man. So I that for him, but that's all good, man. I want him to take me lightly.
Oh my God, Joaquin, you're underwater, baby. You're underwater, and that means you sound like total garbage. I'm sorry. Listen, Coach Mitty taking shots at me talking about you won a vacant belt. Listen, everyone won a vacant belt. There was Border Wars 1. It was the infamous, yes. infancy of the series. But listen, I'm the only one that defended, right? Jose technically defended, but you know, the world thinks he took a dive. So he's like in that Wilder realm. I'm the only Anthony Joshua. Like after one fight, took on an upcoming 24-year-old lion, like, and defended. No one else done that. So take whatever you want away from me, Mitty. It's all good. You have no title. And your fight was like AJ versus Parker. All jabs. You and Doomsday do all jabs. No action. Come on, Matt. Let's be honest. Don't try to hold it back. Matt's biting inside of his cheeks. No action. No action. They both just jabbing. Then I don't know what happened, but Mitty was supposed to really get it. He's supposed to get a title shot versus JD. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. I mean, maybe some ducks. Maybe some ducks came out of nowhere. I don't know.
I don't know if he ducked. I don't know if he ducked. I'm not saying he ducked. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
We set up a title shot for him. I don't know what happened.
And I'll say this.
Matter of fact, let's bring in Jose, because we're not going to play this game. You know, we are the news. We are the anchor people. We're gonna give it to you all. We're gonna drop rumors. Then we're gonna write the story. Then we're gonna debunk the story. We're gonna go to everybody. I mean, Jose, what's really going on behind this JD Coach Mitty U.S. versus the Lone State too? That would have been really really Border War special to have JD from Texas versus Mitty from the U.K. And that was a super fight. How'd that fall off this card? What happened? Was it you? Did you do some tricksters so you and Cruz could be main event?
No, man. To be honest, JD was just, JD saw the challenge at hand, man. And he just, I don't know, man. He never signed up. He never put his name in the hat, man. That's what it came down to. Mitty? I don't know.
Did Mitty sign up?
Because, Mitty took out Doomsday, man.
Hold on. Jose, did Mitty sign up?
He would. No, Mitty didn't sign up.
So either. Neither guy signed up. Okay.
So again, and
tell the truth.
Yeah. So Ness, that just proves to your point, man. You know, there's champions and there's guys that step up. Like And yeah, guys
no, there's champions like you. Let's be it, honest. There's champions like you. You don't have to be nice, Jose. When you are a champion with a belt and you defended it the way that you did, you know? I mean, I know there's a contingency of people out there that believe, you know, you did some shady shit, but you defended your title. You know, others are not fighting this season. We have a few people that backed out this season.
Absolutely, man. You know, and Mitty, I don't know what happened, man. Like, you know, Mitty was just, he was feeling the hype and everything good. And I think maybe it was a double duck, man. You know, the famous, you know, double knockout punches. I think this was a double duck. So,
well, maybe, you know, maybe Mitty's JD, waiting though. Maybe Mitty's waiting. Maybe, you know, he's like me. Maybe he wants to take a season off and see what happens. Because, I mean, I think Mitty has a legitimate claim at the winner of a Ewan Cruz.
You know what? And I think, you know what? It has to
happen. Do I sense some backpedaling?
Whoa, did you hear that tonal change?
Some backpedaling there.
I don't know. Maybe, guys.
No, man, it's
stay in your lane.
It's exciting, man. To be honest, Mitty's got years and years of experience. But you know what? All you need is a little bit of confidence and some.
Hey, Jose, you're gonna tell me you wasn't looking on the outside of that ring as a fighter who wears the white and gold McGregor's. You didn't think that you could put the moves on Mitty? I mean, he didn't look so threatening versus Doomsday. Like I said, it was a jab fest. I felt like I was watching Vladimir Klitschko versus fucking Tyson Fury, for God's sake. Come on.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No one got hit with a right hand in that fight.
Doomy got hit with some right hands. What are you talking about?
To the body.
No, up top. Come on. There was even a point, I think, in the third or second round where he connected with the right hand. And we're like, oh, shit.
There was no drama in that fight.
Sure,
no drama.
But it wasn't a fucking Klitschko Fury fight. That's disrespectful.
Mitty had the opportunity to
Mitty
look
was
like,
30 pounds smaller than him, 40 pounds smaller than the guy, and he outboxed him.
Which gave him the opportunity to look like Crawford, and he chose not to.
Whoa. Crawford's never been the guy that's 30 pounds smaller than somebody. What are you talking about?
He could have been as agile as Crawford. Mitty is very agile.
Again, when has Crawford fought? Hold on. When has Crawford fought somebody 40 pounds bigger than him and looked the way he hit and looked the way Mitty did? Never.
Crawford's
always been the guy that's bigger. Crawford weighs 170 pounds in between fights. Come on, man. Get off that.
Now allow me to rebuttal. Don't bring up the weight difference when the fighter.
Weight difference matters. What are you talking about?
No. Don't bring up the weight difference when the fighter chose to exclude the weight clause.
No. But it's harder to knock out somebody that's 40 pounds bigger than you. That's
true.
Well,
you should have made that guy come down.
Well, he outboxed him. What are you talking about? He did exactly what he was supposed to do. You're on some hater shit, Ness. I'll back up Mitty here.
Please tell me why you always leave. Please tell me why you always leave.
Hater shit right now. Mitty put on a clinic on your guy, and you're upset. It's okay.
A clinic. Yo, neither man did anything. I thought Mitty clearly won.
Clinic.
And I think those people...
That's exactly how you outbox a guy that's 40 pounds bigger than you with power. Exactly how you do it.
Dude, he was doing... All right, whatever, man. I mean, like, if you like a jab fest, then you like a jab fest. I mean, Jose, again, did you see anything threatening? Did you see anything that says, man, I can't get in there with Mitty?
No, to be honest, both those guys are just nice guys, man. They fall right in line with the Canadian way, man. So, I mean, with guys like that, you know, I think because in their minds they believe that they're so much better than everybody else, and maybe they are. I don't think they go hard. So it gives you the opportunity where the last 15 to 30 seconds you could steal a round off of somebody like that, right? So, I mean, yeah, I think they're beatable, to be honest.
They're beatable. You're damn right they're beatable.
Start to anybody.
Yes!
But again, we'll see what Doomsday. I mean, I've received a couple of text messages that are a little bit alarming. Maybe showing that Doomsday is not quite all that confident fighting the big Canadian moose, man.
Wait a minute. Because I got some calls to get to, like Mitty and Anthony Edwards, the Queen City Cobra. But I mean, what are we talking about here? Talk to us. Let the cat out the bag, bro. This is what these shows are for.
Jared is, our known as Shaggy because he's got the sleepy eyes, but he might be the sleeper of TBV Border Wars, man. He's a big boy, 6'3", 6'4", maybe 190, 195 pounds. He's all muscles and tattoos, man. That's what the guy is, man. Half muscle.
Yeah, so tattoos. Was Lucas Brown, Matt. Big. Hey, Mitty, tell me if you like this one.
And every time
he's deleted.
And every time I see him, he's always sporting a new bruise, man. He's definitely fighting and sparring with tough competition. So he's not going to be afraid of Doomsday's power, that's for sure. So we're gonna take the leash off Doomsday and let him run wild, man. So Doomsday's going to be able to do whatever Doomsday wants. There's going to be no...
Oh,
no,
I'm so glad that this is on audio.
No MIDI love.
I'm so glad that this is on audio because he already told his cousin, like, nah, man, you know, this kid, he's just a kid, man. They ain't going to want me to hit him for real.
He's a kid, but he's his company. And Jared's not like the rest of us, man. I would take a watered down Doomsday. He wants the best Doomsday there is, right? So he doesn't want Doomsday to come in half or three quarters. He wants the full thing, right?
So when do we hear from this Jared guy? At this point, all he is a JPEG.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, no. You get embodied by a singing nigga. You know, I'm not the type of nigga that'll type of niggas.
It's like I said, we have to send out the email.
I mean, two emails have been sent. Footage. Two emails have been sent, you know. Do you got Doomsday and Jared in those email chains?
Oh, yeah, they do. They're both there, but okay. We haven't.
So neither showed up to the press conference, huh?
For footage yet. No.
Well, all right, Jose, let me get back to some other participants here. We're going to come right back to you. Don't sweat it. It is time to go to my boy, Anthony Edwards. Actually, let's go out to Mitty. Start problems, Mitty.
The new number is...
Yo.
What's up, Coach Midday? I want to hear from your mouth. What's up? Why no JD versus Mitty on this card? This is actually going to be our best Border Wars ever. It would have been great to see you in uniform, see you head to toe in official gear. I mean, man, we're going to look our best and not have one of, according to Matt, best on the card.
It's true. Like, I mean, like, so it's all on me, right? I can't be lying to you guys and say, like, JD had anything to do with it. It's true that he didn't sign up, but I understand that he didn't sign up because he doesn't know how to do it. Like, and I had to send him like a few links and stuff like that. But I told him that I am not sure that I can be in the US early July because of work. So I don't want to waste his time, waste his money to tell him that I will be there. And then last minute tell him that I won't be there. Right? So when I'm sure of the dates, we can do it then. Hopefully there'll be a border wall. But I would have loved to be in the ring with like a guy like JD. And that's good experience, man. It's a guy who's had like a pro record, and he's been in a ring with names that, you know, we've seen going at with Charlos and stuff like that. So I'm sure that, you know, it would have been interesting for me to find out where I'm at and if I can mix it with those fake American from Texas, you know.
Well, I mean, hopefully you could at least come down and be part of Border Wars in some capacity, being as though that you won't have to commit. And if, you know, you find out last minute, I mean, you dubbed as a ref. Maybe this time you could be a you know, neutral judge, you know, giving some of these guys a fair scorecard. Because we had some judges that weren't quite on the level the last time out, and we want to make sure we rectify all those mistakes.
I mean, listen, I don't want to say I'm always ready because that's not true. I don't always train. Like I kind of keep in some kind of shape, but I'm not always in fighting shape. But I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be training regardless of what's happening. And if I'm there, you know, I don't want to just like, you know, do some last minute things and all that. But, you know, if I'm there and if I know early enough, maybe I can just like tell JD. But if I don't end up fighting and I can make it anyway. At the last minute, definitely I'd love to help out. I like to be in a part of the setup. I like to hang out with you guys. So, yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, give us your opinion on some of the cards. Obviously, Cruz and Jose, you know well.
Cruz, I mean, like, Jose, you know, that's the second time I'm going to pick again Jose, right? I thought Enrique was going to beat Jose, and definitely he was going to beat Jose, but he just let the event get to his head and he couldn't control himself. But, you know, the way I saw it, he was on his way to, you know, walk Jose down. So the reason why I'm bringing that up, like, is like, try to imagine if Enrique, who's, okay, granted heavier and maybe heavy-handed, if I picked Enrique, then you can be sure that I'm going to pick Cruz, who I think has got, like, much faster hands than Enrique. When he lets them go, it's just in punches and with, like, real aggression. I mean, they're all hooks and coming around the side and they can get countered. Like, you see, like, Zach caught him with, like, some nice straight shot, right? They can be countered, but Jose hasn't got that pop to hurt anyone. So when he just, like, lands his shot, he just kind of he slaps them, right? And he's more worried about running around and moving away from the next shot. I got Cruz, and I mean, Cruz is going to come in shape. You know, we all know that he's already starting his training. He's going to look like a beast. So, I mean, Jose might as well find, like, an excuse now or something. I don't know.
Wow. No credit at all. I mean, he called out Cruz, though. You don't think he sees something? And before you answer that, but wait. Before you answer that, can you give us Jose's best scenario of getting a win versus Cruz?
Best scenario of getting a win? Okay, I got one. Like, in so Cruz suffers from a terrible flu the week before, and he doesn't want to come and just, like, disappoint anyone, so he still says that I'm gonna fight anyway. I haven't been able to train or anything. I'm weak as hell. I can't move.
Oh my god, anyway. Yo, you're betting the house on Cruz then.
Of course, like, and to be honest, like, you know, we'll see. Jose will just maybe just, like, you know, move for a round or so, and we'll see. But, like, Cruz goes for blood, man, and he's, like, he's aggressive. He just, I didn't, the first time I saw him on board, I didn't think he was a pastor. I said, that's not true, man. Like, what kind of pastor doesn't have any mercy on anyone?
You're on fire tonight. Man, you're killing him. Wow. Jose has no chance. Wow. Hey, Mitty, thanks for calling in and, yo, really going in the booth and setting it on fire. Let me get out to Anthony Edwards, the Queen City Cobra out in Cincinnati. Going to be taking on Elias the Lion, Lioness. Anthony, what's up? Camp update, brother. What's camp life looking like?
What up? Mitty got me weak, man. But I low-key might halfway side with Jose on this. But I'll get into that in a minute. But yeah, camp.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane.
Been on the couch for a little while.
Now, raise the windows. You out there with all the wind and the birds and background noise killing us. Shoot him. Listen, if you're tuning in, you know, we suffered that YouTube live streaming. So don't forget, subscribe, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are found so you can catch the show. It's also been post-production uploaded to YouTube, and it has a healthy amount of comments over there. People are topping it up over there for sure. Anthony, you ready? Yes, no win.
The win got we good. Okay, I'm out here still trying to find my car. Shit, I don't know what I did with it. But, yeah, so, you know, camp started a little rusty. Couple injuries just to even start off with, shit. Honestly, shit, my knee bother me. Achilles bother me. But
I smell an old man.
Hey, what about his 30 and fell off a cliff? Oh no. But I should be all right. I'm getting ready to start putting the miles in. My training this time is gonna be different.
How so? What did you think you needed to do less or more of based off the first fight?
So I put in a lot of miles for this first one, and I really thought like, okay, the conditioning should be there. But I mean, I was running like 7 miles a day.
Damn.
I was really getting
it. And it didn't do anything, right? You feel like you need more sparring this time around, right?
Oh, absolutely more sparring, but it was just the way I trained. Like I didn't do enough sprinting. I mean, I did some, but I think honestly, I'm gonna eliminate a good bit of the distance and replace it all with sprinting. I mean, it's gonna be warm this time. I used to train a whole lot up at UC. I used to run track and all that shit. So it's definitely gonna be a whole lot of 400 meters up in there. So shit, I got my high school record in the 400 meter dash. So the training will be there. Also, technically, I'm gonna do a lot of things different. I know a lot of it was that shit, I was nervous. So I know you looking at the film, it's like, damn, he didn't do none of that shit in the fight, but you know, shit, I was nervous, so that was really holding me back. So yeah.
Anthony, expect to be nervous again.
Huh?
Try talking into the mic.
Expect to be nervous again, Anthony. Just being honest. Like that feeling, that like nervous energy, like adrenaline
that
dump.
That never goes away.
That will never go away. You have to learn to almost like a deal with it and still work.
You gotta
being
be
tired.
Like fucking Floyd. I mean, Mitty, come back in for me. You're a more experienced fighter than most of our Border Wars participants. Has those butterflies, that anxiety, that adrenaline spike that people can't account for. Has it gone away for you on this level yet?
I think after that, I think I'm good, honestly. Like, cause I used to get butterflies just hopping in there sparring. Cause I always spar people that was a lot better than me generally for the most part. I mean, a couple of my spar partners was like beginners, but shit, the guys I spar with, I mean, they was pretty good amateurs and a couple pros and shit. So, you know, the getting punched thing, I ain't worried about that shit. No, I mean, Eric, he could punch, but shit, he never hurt me. I mean, he caught me off balance, but he never hurt me. So, but this time around, I am absolutely not taking Elias lightly. I was talking a little shit, but I am absolutely not taking that kid lightly. Because, you know, he's going to be training with Doomsday. I know I might have set Doomsday off last time. So
I don't think you set nothing off. I Doomsday walked into my house 2:15 crying like, yo, cuz, we need to work out, cuz. I'm like, yo, bro, you fighting, not me.
The only thing I need to do really is get the weight down to where it should be. I mean, I have a problem. Shit, it'd be summer, it'd be warm summertime. I can get on track and run all day. So,
man, lucky you, bro. My knees be killing me. I was just rubbing my right knee. Listen, Anthony, I'm gonna let you go. We're gonna wrap this up. But Mitty, I want you to come back in and let us know about that adrenaline, that spike, all that. You know that. Do you still experience that on that level?
Yo, so you mean like for Border Wars or when I actually go?
No, I mean in general, brother. I mean in general. I mean you have more experience than us, and you fought, you know, under bigger stage, brighter lights. So obviously, on that level.
So it dies down, right? So and you learn how to control it and how to manage it, but it never goes away. And that's the key, is learning how to manage it. I don't think you ever want it to go away, because you need that good nervous energy for you to perform. You need that adrenaline to kick in. So you never want it to go away. So you need to have it in you, but you definitely need to manage it, because if you don't manage it, that's when you start, you know, probably doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing, letting it impacting you, just burning too much energy when, you know, you should be relaxing and all that. So that's the answer to your question, really. It never goes away, but, you know, you really have, you learn to manage it, and you make people think that he's not there. So when you're speaking to a fighter that has been there before, that has done it many times, you look at him and say, he's cool as hell. You know, nothing is phasing him. But actually, he's just managing that energy. He's just like having the conversation
now, Mitty,
with the people that he's comfortable with and all that. So.
When you say manager, do you mean purely like from a mental management? Or do you mean like, do you have like breathing exercises? Do you have simple habits you do? Like, what do you mean by managing?
So some people do it. Like, I don't really do breathing exercises, but I've seen people in the dressing room, like, so you share a dressing room with other fighters and you see some of them just going away, putting headphones on and then like starting their breathing exercises. I don't have that, you know. So what I do is like I surround myself with the people that I'm comfortable with. I have conversation with them. I have laughters with them and just try to keep everything normal because that's what works for me. But you know, mentally and also like from a physical point of view, you really want to just stay, you know, somewhere where you chill. You don't just like jump around too much, go left, right, and just start to, you know, be all over the place, right? So that's like the physical side of things. Or people jumping on the ropes for 2-3 hours or keep shadow boxing for no reason and then kind of burning that energy. You just want to stay cool until it's time for you to start your warm up and do whatever makes you feel comfortable. You see a lot of people use music as that, right? So any pre-fight interview or pre-fight videos you see those guys in the dressing room. A lot of people use music as a way to just relax them, right, focus their mind on something else, and or maybe just like, you know, get in the zone and start thinking about the fight using music to help with the rhythm as well. So yeah, different ways of handling with it, but you gotta find a way for you to manage it. And the good thing for everyone that's done Border Wars 1 before, they actually know what they've done before. They know the mistake that they've made, so they can just make those adjustments, right? So maybe the people that have got too hyped up, they can just learn how to say, hey, you know, that wasn't good for me. I just need to relax, you know. And, you know.
Well, Mitty, thank you for calling in. Matt, final thoughts time. Border Wars Season 3, Episode 2. It is official. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have someone there? I think
Cruz doesn't want to talk to us, apparently. You know.
Oh, no. I received a text.
Here's,
I don't know.
Here's my feelings. It's okay, Cruz. You don't like us. Final thoughts. I'm excited for Border Wars. I mean, again, this is the event that I think is going to be more efficient, a little more cleaner. And I think all the matchups are just exciting. I really don't see a bad matchup here on paper. Unless we get a, you know, freak accident like we did with Enrique and Jose in their second fight, you know, because that does happen occasionally. You do get freak things happening in a boxing fight. We've seen it all the time. You know, we cover the sport. Unless something like that happens, I feel like all these matchups are going to be entertaining. All these matchups are going to be interesting. I think they're all pick 'em fights. I think that you can make arguments for anyone winning one of their fights in this event. So I'm hyped. Again, like you said, we're going to be doing a weekly Border Wars update show heading forward, so just tune in. You know, get ready for the build-up and the hype. I mean, it's real. Let's go. And you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And, of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to help support your favorite channel, get hours and hours and hours of extra content. And, of course, you know, just help out. You know it's been tough for us in this past week or so. So help out. Peace.
Yeah, final thoughts, man. I'm really excited to see what Border Wars Season 3 brings. I know we're stepping up the level of production and, you know, not cutting any corners. So really excited to see the finished product. Watch all these matchups. You know, excited for Cruz and Jose. I don't know, man. That is a pick'em fight. I don't know if it's as one-sided as Mitty believes. Jose is good on his feet. But, yeah, man, a lot of good fights. Cruz and Jose, Anthony and Elias. I mean, and I obviously am going to have my eye on that kid no one ever heard of who's going to be taking on Keem from Florida, you know. So, you know.
Wait, who are you talking about, Ness?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know
his name, bro. But you know mine's Ness GTO, Instagram, Twitter, Deuce.